This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, I don't even care who you, tell everybody, A, about the show. Okay, let's start there. Really, seriously. If you like what you hear, and again, you guys are doing a great job. I mean, it doesn't sound like a lot to you, but it is a lot to us, to people in my position. We have. I keep asking you, if you have to listen on your smartphone in your area, that's cool. If you're comfortable with that, that's fine. But here's the deal. If you will call the local radio station, say, hey, why don't you have this show on your network? What is wrong with you people? You'd be surprised at how much that works. I got another call this weekend. And I'm supposing or thinking that somebody called him and said, hey, why don't you have the show? Why aren't you guys carrying the Real Side? And I'd be tickled pink if that was a reason. So, you know, we're picking up one to two stations a month. Based on you know, you making phone calls. You telling other people about the show. You telling friends, loved ones, unloved ones, enemies, whoever, about the show. Look, my goal on this show, my goal on the show has never been to keep telling you that you're wrong about something. Because I know that doesn't get anybody anywhere. My goal on the show has always been to flat out say, hey, look, don't just spew the party line. Now, right or left, don't spew the party line. Make sure you have a clue. Please make sure you have a clue. I hate some of you, you know, who post things on my Facebook page and other places. I don't really censor my stuff. If you get really dumb, I do. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. There you go. Okay, you happy now? Yeah, for those of you watching, apparently, when the camera's not on, even though it's radio, you get all bent out of shape. It's okay. I get it. I appreciate it. I really do. God, I had one of those. I had my moment. But you really got to. You've got to. Help us get the message out. And again, if you're a religious person, Christian, Jew, whatever, right? You don't just spew what the rabbi or the pastor says, because he said it must be true. Check it out. Don't just spew what I tell you. Check it out. No, seriously. Everybody makes mistakes, man. I make mistakes too. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, like I said, Amazon.com or TheRealSide.com. Right? Get a copy of my book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate for the last 8 years, I put a nice little package. I help you understand. I help you, for lack of a better term, and truly I'm not making fun of you, I help you get a clue. I realize you don't have time to go looking all this stuff up. People send me this stuff all day long. So, you know, I'm not a genius either. I don't go looking it all up myself. But you definitely have to get engaged and involved. All right. I think this is a wonderful story. I love this story. And we've seen more and more and more. This is Xander Gibb, who's on with me every Friday night. He's an openly gay talk show host. And he is on the East Coast. He's on Facebook, too, but he's on the East Coast. And one of his big conversions was 9/11. And a lot of people I speak to that have had conversions from left to right will talk about how distasteful it was on 9/11 to see how their party handled it. Evan Sayet. He calls himself a 913er. That's when he had his conversion on 9/13. When he saw what the left was doing the day after, he's like, I can't be part of this group. I can't do this. So it's so nice to see these guys finally come to their senses. A gay New York journalist boldly turns conservative after his lib friends go nuts over his fair Milo interview. It took one interview with Breitbart's provocative Milo Yiannopoulos to convince a gay liberal journalist that he was playing on the wrong team. That's right. And I love this because all you ever hear about is how much conservatives and Republicans hate gay people, lesbians, transgenders, because we may not agree with certain things means we have to hate. That is a lie. If you're a Christian, it's a lie from the pit. If you're not a Christian, it's just flat out a lie. It's a lie from the party that wants you to believe that we're the haters. Now, Chadwick Moore wasn't looking forward to the interview. Out Magazine had assigned him to, calling Yiannopoulos a loathed figure in the gay community and a nasty attention whore. He said, I knew featuring him in such a liberal publication would get negative attention, he told the New York Post. But after the story ran in late October, the hate from the tolerant left, it boiled up, and it came at him at a million miles an hour. He said, I'm not going to tell you what he said. It's good for me to come back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break. I promise. We'll be right back. At Liberty Health Shield. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing there.
Everybody, except me. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm glad that's my bad side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Yours better be American made. I'm not talking about your baby. I'm talking about your car, your whatever. Anything you can get your hands on. Do a little homework. Anything you can get your hands on that can be American made, please do so. Let's get those 94 million Americans back to working. What do you think? right? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to my website or to Amazon.com. Okay? I want you to buy my book. Look at me. I can't keep feeding me unless you buy the book. That's really what it boils down to. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everything you've been told to hate over the last 8 years, I give you the information. Matter of fact, if you're on the left, pick up the book. Because you'll see we are not what they say we are. And if you're on the right, pick up the book because it'll give you the ammunition. It'll give you the information you need to speak to those on the left. You might win a few converts. Nothing wrong with a convert. No, seriously. Because they tend to be more sold out than we are. Just like this gay New York journalist who turns conservative after his people beat up on him. Same thing with Xander Gibb, who's on with me on Friday night. He's a gay talk show host out of New York. He said his tribe, his team, they'll have nothing to do with him because he's a conservative. And by the way, I think they know this. He re-registered a Republican. I mean, that's bad. Like a mortal sin in the Catholic Church. Seriously. My Catholic friends will know what that means. Anyway, he goes on to say that he didn't want to do the interview to begin with. He didn't like anything about, what is it, Milo, right? Not Milo? How could he be Greek and not be Milo? Anyway. Milo Yiannopoulos. I did that one right? Good. That's it for the night, people. Anyway, he has him on the show. He does an interview with the guy. Doesn't like the guy. You know, and then he does the interview because, hey, he's a bit of a capitalist. He got paid to do the interview. So after the story ran in October, though, the hate, his words, not mine, the hate that the gay journalist got from the gay community was intolerable. He says, my own tolerant left began on me. He said, I woke up to more than 100 Twitter notifications on my iPhone. He said, trolls were calling me a Nazi. Death threats rolled in, and a joke photo that I posed for in a burqa served as proof that I was Islamophobic. And what was worse was that some of the hate came from personal friends, those I had known for years. A lot of them sent me an email saying the article was irresponsible and dangerous. How was it dangerous? It was a dangerous left the other side here. See, these guys really got a skewed sense of reality. Think about it. They say the Russians, right, they didn't hack anything, but they say the Russians influenced the election of 2016. Can anybody, we've got to raise your hand, though. I don't want you all speaking at one time. Can anybody tell me how the Russians might have influenced? That's right. Oh, that's right. They told the truth. They made sure the truth got out there, right? Isn't there a Bible passage that said, you know, if you know the truth, it'll make you free? Well, gee. We found out that, I'm not making fun, but I don't know any other way to do this, okay? We found out that the Dems found it highly amusing that somebody with the name of Laquisha could be anything but black. Making fun of a black lady's name. And let's not forget the Taco Bowl. That's right, that was all over. They were having a big gag with that one, weren't they? And then the fact that Bernie Sanders, a Jew, running in the South, oh, they could have a field day with them. Think about what they're saying. This is what got out there. Comments that they were going to find a way to bring Bernie Sanders down. Comments that they were going to find ways to make sure that Hillary got the nomination. They stole it. And all these poor young kids, you know, who really saw the world through rose-colored glasses, thought if they worked hard. You know, that whole American dream thing? We work hard and we do a lot of walking and we let people know what he's all about. We can win. We can take this away from Hillary. No, sorry, you young person, you. You don't know how it works. Especially when the Clintons are on the other side. Especially when you've got people in your party that are so corrupt and they don't even know it. They think it's the way to do things. See, they already had decided long before you even got behind Bernie that Hillary was going to be their nomination. And it didn't matter how much time you spent and how much money you spent or what you did. short of Hillary, God forbid, having a heart attack. I don't wish that on her, but think about it. Short of a major health issue, it was going to be Hillary. It was never going to be Bernie. But they defend their team today. Those people on the left continue to defend their team no matter what they do. That's why I always say it's true. There's no moral values there. It has nothing to do with equality. It has everything to do with total control. He went on to say that all I had done was write a balanced story on the outspoken Trump supporter for a liberal gay magazine, and now I'm being attacked, he said. He said, not only did I feel alienated, but I felt frightened, too, after keeping a low profile for a week. Moore headed off to a gay bar he'd patronized for more than a decade. He got the same cold shoulder. Upon seeing me, a friend who normally greets me with a hug and a kiss pivoted and turned away. And the hate continued. On Christmas Eve, a longtime friend sent him a lengthy text message in which he was called a monster. He was asked what happened to his soul and told that all his friends were laughing at him. Isn't that interesting? Again, remember, love trumps hate. Remember that? So I guess the people on Trump's side, they must love a lot more than the people on the Dem side. They must love a boatload more. See, because when we were mad, when we were irritated, when we wanted to burn the place down, so to speak, when Obama won twice, not once, but, you know, pot became so legal, I'm thoroughly convinced that's why he won it twice. You know, anyway, right, we didn't go burn anything down. Okay? We weren't hanging people. We weren't cutting heads off. We weren't doing any of that stuff. You know what we did? We went back to work. We had lost. Whether it was fair and square or not, doesn't matter. We had lost. Right? We sat back. We thought about what we needed to do to win next time. And we went back to work. We didn't act like a bunch of spoiled brats at the daycare center where little Johnny pushed you off the bike and took the bike away from you, or all the toys are his. We didn't do any of that. We were the silver ones, and we continue to be the civil one. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. And I do really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got a lot of good stuff for you tonight. Well, I think it's good stuff. You may not. I'm enjoying it anyway. You know, I love when the left shows their real colors. I really do, because, and I realize that if you're on the left, you don't care. You won't see any of this as an issue. Right? I mean, I already know that. And I'm okay with it. I'll live through it, I promise. And you know, they talk about how they're, you know, the Republicans aren't open to the black community. They're not open to the gay and lesbian community, the transgender. They're not open to any of this. Yeah, okay. Actions and deeds show differently. You know, I was looking at African Americans, as they call themselves, or some of them did in the past. Right now, I don't even know what the proper terminology is, but it's the black community. But, you know, I loved it that Republicans were the first to have black legislators. Think about that. And now the only two chiefs of staff in the Senate, or I should say, there are only two black chief of staffs in the Senate, and they both work for Republicans. But I get so confused because apparently I don't have a grasp of the English language. Because the Democrats are the ones that say they don't discriminate. They're open to everybody. Al Sharpton runs around and says, you know, the Republicans need to have more black people on their payroll. Well, Al, maybe you should take care of your own house first. What do you think? Anyway, to shorten it up in case you've just joined us, Chadwick Moore is a gay New York journalist. And, you know, he does pieces for several magazines, and this one in particular. He interviewed Milo Yiannopoulos. See? Come on, I want a gold star for my forehead. Anyway, so So after he did the story, and he tried to be fair and balanced, as he put up, he woke up with over 100 Twitter notifications on what a real piece of work he was. death threats, all kinds of stuff from the loving left, from his team. You know, even when you blow the big, you know, you're the quarterback, and you blow the big throw, the last throw of the game that would give you the World Series, and you blow the World Series, they don't even hate you that much as this guy. He says, even after keeping a low profile, you know, he went to a bar that he used to go to on a regular basis. They gave him a cold shoulder and were nasty to him there. He said it went all the way through Christmas. Some of his closest friends basically wrote him hate mail. He said that he realized that liberals, honestly, that liberals are, I realized that for the first time in my adult life, I was outside of the liberal bubble and I was looking in. What I saw was ugly, lockstep, and curious and mean-spirited. He said he realized that liberals were against the exercise of free speech. Here's one from within, one who had been with them many years, that Nancy Pelosi now would call her a low-informed voter. We all know what that means. He went on to say, if you dare to question liberal stances, or you make an effort towards understanding why conservatives think the way they do, you're a traitor. That's when he began reaching out to conservatives. He found a wholly different mindset. What? You mean they weren't closed-minded, white supremacist pigs? Apparently, that wasn't a real conservative he went to. As I met more Trump supporters with whom I was able to have engaging civil discussion. Let me repeat that, because I'm sure some of you thought you didn't hear what you heard. He said, as I met more Trump supporters with whom I was able to have engaging civil discussions about issues that impact all of us. I realize I like these people, Moore told the Post. Even if I have issues with Trump himself, I like these people. They're willing to talk with me, not yell at me. That's what was rolling around in his head. And when he realized he was politically closer to the right, see, this is what I think scares the left to no end, why they scream all these labels and they create all this chaos. They are so afraid that if people come to the right for sure, for real, guess what would happen? Come on, take a guess. They would lose a lot of people. And I mean a lot. Because they would find out we're the open party. We're the ones that want to have open dialogue. We're the ones that want to talk things through and understand where you're coming from. Ignorance is what makes you afraid. Ignorance is what makes you, fight and do wrong things. But you can't be unignorant. You can't be educated unless you get information. We are dumbing down our young people, and we're threatening our older people. He said, I've come around a Republican pundit. Uh-oh. No, that can't be right. We'll have to check the story out. This must be from The Onion. I've come around a Republican pundit, Ann Coulter, who I now think is smart and funny and not totally hateful anymore. She's not self-righteous. She's not the bigot I thought she was. A year ago, this would have been unfathomable to me. Moore wasn't the only person that left kicked out of the big tent. And other conservatives said, come on in. The water's fine. You know, you think about this stuff, how these people find this stuff out, right? I mean, I'm telling you, people, the left is driving many away with intolerant. You know, it is the way they operate. It's the way they've always operated. They can't stop. From well before Lincoln, all the way back to Andrew Jackson. This is why I'm starting to understand it is definitely, with the far left, definitely a sickness. It really is. When you look at somebody and you get hateful just because you hear they're a conservative, that's a sickness. They blame it. They say that we hate somebody for their skin color. I don't hate anybody for their skin color. I hate people or things that they do. I don't hate somebody because of their skin color, their height, their weight, ethnicity. Can you do the job? Because if you do the job, I don't care what color you are. I do care that you're here legally. I don't want you working in my yard, working on my house, working on my car. I don't want you taking the job away from an American. I don't want it. I'm not interested in having it happen. I'm not interested in you having taking my American dollars here. the ones that I've worked hard for, and sending them down to your family in Mexico, you know, turning them into pesos, helping the Mexican government take money from you, or coyote or whatever, to get up here to take more jobs away from Americans. I'm not into that. You know? I hope more and more of these stories come out. This is not fake news. That ought to freak out the left. I hope more and more of these stories come out. I hope they see more and more. Yeah, there are people on the right. Friends of mine, people I know. I can't stand the way they think. Somebody on the left think I'm hard-nosed. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Moore concluded with one wish for fellow New Yorkers. He said, I hope the New Yorkers can be as open-minded and accepting as my new status as a conservative man as they have been about my sexual orientation. Guess what? Chadwick, ain't going to happen, buddy. I know it's very hard. I know it's disheartening. I know it makes you feel bad. The left can't do it. They can't embrace like that. Not at your level, they can't. I have friends here that are Democrats. I have friends around where I live that are Democrats. They're good people. I like them. All right? And that's a different level. It's a totally different level. But their ire gets up when I talk about Trump. Their ire gets up when I talk about some of the things that he wants to do. All the things that he said he was going to do when he got elected. There's nothing new here. Right? That's the fun thing about it. There's absolutely nothing new here. And yet they can't handle it. Makes them crazy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. Head up. Look it. Go up there and buy the book. I'll wait. Listen, in the amount of time it'll take us to go to a commercial and come back, your coffee could be on the way, and if you have a Kindle, it could be on your Kindle by the time we start. Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. We'll be back in a minute. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft.
We are back.
So
this is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always fun to have you with me. You know, we talked about it earlier. Singer Joy Villa wears the Trump dress to the war that Trump wears. War. Who wrote this? Even I know that. Pretty good, huh? Come on, you impressed? Okay, thank you. She wore a Trump dress. Make America Great Again, with Trump on the back of it. Red, white, and blue. Man, there you go. I don't even know her music. Does she sing? What does she do? We should buy an album. I mean, that's all there is to it. You know? A song. Something to support her. Maybe buy a song or something. That's good? Okay. So singer Joy Villa made her arrival at Sunday's Grammy Awards. I saw her with the white dress on. And I got to tell you something. I'm not a fashion kind of guy. But I could tell there was something awkward about that dress. And I'm thinking, that poor girl. When I saw her walk out, I'm thinking, oh, my God. Obviously. Oh, I figured that out as it went on a little bit. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, wow, that was one ugly dress. And she's going down. And you can imagine reporter going, oh, that poor woman. Who put that on her? Does she have a mirror in her dressing room? So the 25-year-old who is not nominated originally, maybe they didn't pay that much attention to her because of that. She originally appeared in a flowing conservative white dress and then unveiled her statement. Can you imagine the heart attacks going on there when she started to unzip that dress? People at home? Oh, that would have been great. The navy blue dress with details of red, silver, and white, you've all seen this already, reads Make America Great Again, along with the front, while its train reads Trump in big, blinged out, they still use that word? Blinged out letters, which means it was very shiny. I'll do an O'Reilly on you. That's when they put the diamond type of things all over the letters, as you can see it. Yeah, I hate when he does that. It's like explaining a joke. It's like gone. The moment is now gone. Via, who described herself as a vegan and a feminist in her Twitter bio, immediately sparked a social media storm. Terrible! Just terrible to somebody. See, it shows you. I love these stories because it shows you how hateful, how nasty, how hurtful the left really is. Via, who described herself as a vegan and feminist in her Twitter bio, sparked a social media storm. Imagine choosing to end your career before anyone even knew who you were. How loving. How supportive. Another simply wondered if Trump himself was in on the look. How much did he pay you, asked another Twitter user. That's funny because, you know, that's okay, but if I say Soros paid for something, or I make the question, you guys go nuts too. Right? But I love it. I'm glad she did it. I think it's a big deal. And enough of this crap. Enough of these people. You know, you turn every music event. And here's what I'm glad about, too. You had the worst ratings that you've had in 7 years. I think it's wonderful. I think you guys should keep it up. You self-absorbed celebrities should keep this up. Because you know what? Nobody cares. I mean, how much better does it get than this? Here you go with a group of you celebs, a group of you, like, totally type of inbred people, right? I mean, because you're all, you're part of your little team there. And you all vote on yourselves, and you all give yourselves awards, and then you show up and you applaud for each other. Is that sick? We need to get a psychiatrist on this show. And not just to help me, but to help me understand these things. That is sickness. That's like me giving myself a Golden Mike Award for being the best commentator on radio today that I pay for. I'll have my own award ceremony. I mean, is this dumb or what? But, you're not helping. You know why you're not helping? Because you buy their movies. Or you go to their movies. You rent their movies. You feed them. You support them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. This is what I love, too. Somebody sent me this the other day, and I meant to get to it. It's a couple days old. Not the end of the world, though. Remember the Women's March? Right? The whole thing. Writing women's rights. The whole nine yards, right? And that's what it was all about. And the left wants you to believe, you know, that was all about supporting women. Well, guess what? Maybe not so much, huh? One woman who led the charge against President Trump's demanding that women partake in striking, marching, and blocking roads was none other than a convicted former Palestinian terrorist. That's right. Again, the left shows, not only do they not know how to vet anybody, but they're willing to let anybody lead their party, lead certain positions in a party, lead certain events in their party, right? Organizers of the International Day of Struggle, what a great name, are calling it a protest against male violence and in defense of reproductive rights. Now, again, as I say every time, if you're offended by anybody who pushes back against abortion, this might be a time to change your station to a Disney station. It's not reproductive rights. Can we call it what it is? Because if it was reproductive rights, if it was reproductive health, if it was all that, you would allow the body to do what it was designed to do. And don't listen, keep your emails. Right? Don't call me out for pushing something on you. Look,
If you're in a female body and you have a uterus and fallopian tubes and all that other fun stuff, guess what? No matter what you got going on between your ears, you have been designed to have a baby. Now, whether you have one or not, it's up to you, obviously. Whether you get pregnant or not is totally up to you. Whether you take the precautions or not to do it. But don't call it reproductive health when you're actually stopping the reproductive system from doing what it's supposed to do. That's just a lie. As a member of the Popular Front for Liberation of Palestine, designated by the U.S. as a terrorist group, Razmira Odeh, whatever, was arrested for her involvement in two bombings in the late 60s. Two Israeli university students were killed, and nine more were injured. In 1980, Odeh was freed from an Israeli jail as part of a prisoner exchange deal. A decade later, she emigrated to the U.S. She recently made headlines again after being charged. You ready for this? Come on. With immigration fraud. Wait a minute. What is she doing here then? If she immigrated here and she was charged with immigration fraud, shouldn't she be gone? And I'll tell you what, because, you know, we do such a good job vetting, right? We let her in and then found out later on. Because she was let in because of immigration fraud. She was let in, found to have immigration fraud for lying about her terrorist background. So apparently you can get away with lying when you're coming into the country. Huh? There you go. There's a shock. Who would have thought? In an op-ed published by The Guardian on Monday entitled, "Women of America, We're Going on Strike. Join us so Trump will see our power." O'Day and her cohorts urged the mobilization of women, including trans women, to strike against attacks on Muslim and migrant women, on women of color, working and unemployed women, on lesbian, gender nonconforming, and trans women, on anything that might have to do with something women-oriented, female, feminine. Just, please, give me a break. Right? Yeah, women, go on strike, because we have no clue what your value is. We don't value any of you. Don't you know that? They are out of control. The left is out of control. So you decide to take this back. You guys on the right, I'm not talking about by force, not talking about using violence. We can take some guidance from Dr. Martin Luther King, right? Again, you push back. You call them out. You lay up the truth. Every time they lie, post the truth. Do what I've been doing. I've been dogging the crud out of them. Every time they put up a fake story, you know what I do? I post, fake story. That's what I do. Just to make them nuts. And they accuse us of doing it all the time. So why don't we push back? No. Anyway, look, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate so much you being here. If you're on Facebook, sorry, nothing I can do about it. You have to reset at the top of the hour. I've got some crazy... Mia Ragu is back in the news. And so, for those of you who don't know who he is, that is the old mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio. Tony. Yeah, I call him Via Ragu. Okay? Now, here's the funny thing about this. He took on his wife's name. Right? That's why he has the hyphenated name. He's that? That's right. There you go. You know, he's just an interesting guy. And when you hear what he has to say, we're going to play that in the third hour. When you hear what he had to say about illegal immigration, this is what they don't realize, what the left hasn't realized yet, is we've caught on. They don't want any laws. But what they want to do is make it up as they go. If they think a conservative shouldn't be allowed to have freedom of speech, but yet an illegal can traipse around Los Angeles City Hall with a Mexican flag saying we want freedom, we want citizenship. I'm confused. They want citizenship in Mexico or here? But that's okay. All we have to do is cite the law, and we're hateful. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Remember, restart and come back. We'll be back in a minute.